And I believe we have Rabbi Galperin and his son on the phone. Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning, Ilan. How are you?
How are you?
Thank God. I am going to first apologize to everyone that I'm home with my son. He's not feeling too well, so he decided that he wants me to hold him right now, specifically when I'm ready to do an interview. So if you hear him in the background, it's not me crying. It's him. Hopefully, it won't make too much noise for the couple of minutes that we'll be on air.
I'm sure we'll do fine.
I think so.
And first of all, refuah shlema to your son.
Thank you.
And let's talk about Hanukkah.
Yes, Hanukkah is coming up very, very soon. Obviously, it is going to be starting Sunday evening. This Sunday evening, December 6th. And you know, we're trying to think. Maybe we should go through a couple of things of Hanukkah. You know, why is Hanukkah celebrated? What's the ninth candle for? Is there any significance with, like, for example, blue and white Hanukkah candles? What is a dreidel? So we'll try and see what we can accomplish today. And if you think about it, why does the holiday of Hanukkah, what do we celebrate? And Hanukkah, really, we celebrate two miracles. You know, the second century BCE victory of a small, greatly outnumbered and out army of Jews known as the Maccabees,
yeah,
over the mighty Greek army that occupied the Holy Land. And they won that. Number two, the kindling of a seven-branch menorah candelabra was done every day in the Holy Temple. And the Greeks knew that, and they defiled all the oil that was used for that, and they found one small little jug of oil with the high priest stamp still on it, and because of that, they were able to light it for one day, but the miracles happened that it lighted for
eight days. Yeah.
Now, we think everyone knows Hanukkah. Really, what does the word Hanukkah mean? You know, Hanukkah means, and there's a reason why we call it Hanukkah and not menorah or something like that, is because Hanukkah means dedication. And following, you know, their victory over the Greeks, the Maccabees rededicated the Holy Temple and its altar. And because of that, we call it Hanukkah. Also, Hanukkah can also be divided into two words. Kanu, they rested in Hebrew, and Kaf, which has the numerical value, Kaf Hey, at 25,
yeah,
which is on the 25th day of Kislev of this month, is when we celebrate Hanukkah. Now the question is now we know we have to celebrate Hanukkah, but how is Hanukkah celebrated? You know, each day, each of the 8 days of Hanukkah, we light a candle, and we light one candle, then the second night we light two candles, three candles, and so on. And the question that all the commentaries ask you, well, is why don't we light it, you know, from the other way around, 8, 7, 6, 5, and so on? Why are we lighting 1, 2, 3, 4? And the answer that is given, which is a very, very meaningful and has a lot of depth for us, is the idea of always adding light. When we light one candle, we lit one candle, we have a little bit of light. Now you go and light the second candle, you're adding light. And the third candle, you're adding light. You're not diminishing the light, you're adding light. And therefore, in the world that we're living in now, obviously one of the biggest things that we can do is just constantly add light. And people light the candle, the menorah with candles, with olive oil, obviously, preferably the best, like they did it in the Holy Temple, with oil and wick. Once you're already just talking about how do we celebrate, we can also go on to the concept of what type of food we eat on Hanukkah. And I can guarantee you it's not fat-free and it's not cholesterol-free. This holiday is got all of those things in it. A lot of oil, a lot of frying.
Very oily.
That's right. And talking about the oil, the miracles of what happened is why we eat a lot of oily food is to be able to show that we had that miracle of the oil. So you know, we eat the potato pancakes, the latkes, then we have the sufganiyot, the donut, and we give out the Hanukkah gelt, as in gelt is in Yiddish word for Hebrew for money, and we give the kid presents, as Adam Sandler says, even in his new song, 8 days of presents, right?
Yeah. That's in North America. In Israel, usually you get some money at the beginning of Hanukkah and you do what you do with it.
That's correct, here, right.
It's every day you're supposed to get a small.
You know, in my house, by me, even now, we give the kid, you know, I think we give him a dollar a night, so that lasts them. So a dollar is okay. $8 at the end of the Hanukkah, and they go buy whatever they want with that. It's also a custom to give a lot of charity,
right,
on Hanukkah.
And that now, brings that, and that brings us to the event in the mall.
That's
the
right.
Yearly event.
One thing leads into the other. And I got to tell you something that really, really was really, really touching. So we're gonna have the event in the mall on the 7th, on this Monday evening at 4 o'clock, where we're going to light a dry food can menorah, a dry food menorah, not can, sorry, dry food menorah made out of pasta, beans, and rice, which is all then going to be donated to the Unemployment Health Center. The mayor of Windsor, Drew Dilkins, is going to be there to light the shamash, the candle. Other people from council are going to be there, as well as the whole community. And it is, you know, co-sponsored by the three synagogues of Windsor, Massey High School, Windsor Regional Hospital. And each one of them did their own part in their way, which is phenomenal, because Windsor Regional Hospital, for example, they made their own flyer. They took my flyer, they made their own flyer, put it up in the hospital where the staff are in their room to encourage them to bring in
food
donations, as well as they also give a monetary donation, and which I'm going to be picking up tomorrow. And Massey High School, for example, there's one teacher, Vanessa Baudry, who always challenges her class that she teaches to be able to get involved with the menorah lighting the last 4 or 5 years. And this year she challenged her. She said, bring in whatever dry pasta, beans, and rice you're going to bring in, and whatever money you bring in, I am going to match.
That's nice.
And so she emailed me on Tuesday that they brought in $50. I said, okay, that's wonderful. Then she emailed me yesterday that they brought in, at the end, $130, which means that she is going to be giving, with her class, a total of $260 plus all the other food that was brought in.
Yeah.
Which then enables me to go and buy even more food. So it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be a beautiful event. It's going to be crafts for the kids, music. It's free of charge for everyone to come. There's going to be latkes and donuts. So I encourage everyone to come, especially now in this period of time, is to be able to really show our Jewish pride, and especially in Canada, that we don't have anything to hide. We're going to light up the world with light rather than hide away and go into darkness. You know, people ask, for example, is there any specific, you know, people like to use, for example, blue and white candles. This is the candles that I need to use. Is there any specific reason why I need to use specific candles? And really the answer is, there is no candle that has to be used.
As long as
it
gives light. As long as it gives light.
Correct. So in other words, I can use pink candles if I want. I can use green candles. You want to be able to feel good and use a solidary color with Israel, then wonderful. But if you can't get it, still light the menorah even without the blue and white candles. It's not a thing.
Yeah.
Correct. And, you know, I think we'll talk about one more thing is, we talked about the soldiers, the Maccabees, who went and destroyed the Greek army. Very few Maccabees versus a very big army of the Greeks. And the name Maccabee really comes from the word of hidden, of Makkah, Maccabee.
Yeah.
It's also an abbreviation of the word Mi Kamocha Be'elim Hashem, who is like you among the mighty, O God?
Words,
correct. And what this means is that they said, Yehuda Maccabee said, Yehuda the Maccabee said, whoever is for God, follow me. That was, if you truly believe in this, and you want to be able to bring the light to the world, then we're going to go and fight, and we're going to be victorious, we're going to win. Look at our small, you know, and I tied this in, look at our small little country of Israel. We are a mighty country, a mighty nation with a mighty army. Do we have millions of people in the army? No. But we have one cause, is to be able to bring light, to be able to bring true godliness into the world. And if we do that, God is always going to be on our side. We'll always be victorious, no matter who the great armies are going to be going against us. Israel will always win. And that's the message that we can see from Hanukkah. God is going to protect the Jews regardless of where they are, whether they be in Paris, whether they be in California, in Israel. God protects the Jews, because we're trying to do one thing, is to bring light into the world. And with Hanukkah coming up, I think it gives us the opportunity to be able to, and I encourage everyone, if you haven't lit the menorah before, light one this year. You know, with all the darkness that's going in the world, yesterday what happened in California, in Paris, in Israel, every day that's going on in Israel, let's light the candles together, come out, we're going to sing together in the mall, it's going to be beautiful, and I want to wish everyone a happy Hanukkah, a Hanukkah full of light and peace and health and happiness, and the main thing is peace in the whole world.
That's great. So, light a candle and come to the event, 4 o'clock at the Devonshire Mall. You want to mention again where in the Devonshire Mall it is?
In the Devonshire Mall, it's in a new location. It's going to be right by the Dollarama in front of where the Target used to be. So it's a nice location. You can park in the front, the main entrance.
And turn to the right.
Tim Hortons, you know, Buffalo Wings, that area. You come in, you make a right, you go all the way down. It's very not far from the main entrance. It will be beautiful.
That's great. And you want to mention the services in Sha'arei Tzedek?
We have services. We have 5 o'clock Friday evening, as well as Shabbat morning 9:30. And Sunday morning is 8:15, followed by breakfast. And Monday and Thursday is the JCC in the Paris office, Community Minyan at 7:15. So I look forward to seeing everyone and wishing you all a happy Hanukkah, Shabbat Shalom, and have a wonderful week.
Same to you, and we'll see you on Monday at the mall.
I will be there.
Thank you.
Be well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.